This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we are with Paul McNeil. We're talking about Bitcoin and how some people are using this popular topic to scam other people. Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey, Ray, thanks, man.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm a hometown guy, right? I actually grew up in Dallas, Texas, the South Oak Cliff area. I attended South Oak Cliff High School. I had the opportunity to serve our country for 10 years in the United States Marine Force. I made a transition to the government, and I worked for them for about a few years, and then I finally found myself working in entrepreneurship.
That's awesome. Tell us about your business.
Sure. I'm the creator of the Crypto Curator. It might be a little tongue twister there. But I believe that there's a technological tsunami that's headed toward the planet, and many I really consider are ill-prepared to handle the impact. So in my business, I want to help everyday people and businesses understand the impact that's coming and how they can use it for their benefit.
Awesome. So right now, the most popular topic in the entire world is Bitcoin. And for the five people who don't know what a Bitcoin is, explain what it is.
Sure. A Bitcoin comes about from a system that's a decentralized system. It's censorship resistant, and it has a very high trust factor to it. Bitcoin is the cryptocurrency that's created from that system.
Right. So why should we invest in Bitcoin right now?
Yeah, the reason I believe most people should invest in Bitcoin is for primarily the reason I just said, and that is that it's decentralized, censorship-resistant cryptocurrency. And I think that people are going to find that investing into this is sort of like investing into the internet. If someone said you could have invested into the internet, would we? Of course we would.
Right.
And Pantera Capital said that it's a money transfer protocol. So that's why.
Awesome. So, because it's such a popular topic, I'm sure many people are getting scammed. There's some other people out there who aren't as ethical as me and you. So they're trying to figure out ways, they're trying to figure out ways to, you know, take advantage of this popular topic. What are some most common scams that people are getting involved in?
You know, Rafe, right off, I can tell you off the bat, you know, and again, for your listeners, I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way. I'm not a big multi-level marketing guy, and multi-level marketers have taken to this like flies to honey, or bees to honey, or however you want to call it. And they're using this. So there's a few organizations that I try to alert people to. I don't necessarily say they're a scam, but I tell people to do their homework before getting involved. That's BitConnect, and that's USI Tech, and there's a one recently that's come up called WCI. Anytime someone tells you, pay me money to get involved, to buy some crypto, that you need to get other people involved, run away.
Right, okay. So what are some credible sources that people could get involved in?
You know, I've got an amazing source for everyone to check out. It's by a gentleman, name is Jameson Locke. He's a software engineer for BitGo, and that company empowers businesses to integrate digital currencies into their existing financial system. His website is lopp.net/bitcoin.html. If you go there, that website has all of the resources that you need to get up to speed.
Awesome. What about Litecoin? What do you think of Litecoin?
Good one. Litecoin. You know, I'm a big fan of Bitcoin. I believe in it. I've been looking at Bitcoin since 2011. And, you know, Litecoin is right on the heels of Bitcoin. I consider it to be silver to Bitcoin's gold. Huh. The creator, Charlie Lee, he pretty much copied the Bitcoin code, made some adjustments to it. So Litecoin is seen as sort of the test net to Bitcoin's mainnet, and so there's a lot of support system, a lot of good developers, and a lot of adoption happening with Litecoin right now.
Yeah. What investments in that cryptocurrency do you think we could get a financial benefit investing in right now?
I always tell everybody, listen, here's my thought. I believe Bitcoin eventually will become $1 million. If everyone owned Bitcoin, you're in good shape. You really don't have to worry about all the other stuff that's out there, and there's over 1,300 cryptocurrencies. Now, I always tell people, if people believe in diversification. So I say focus on the top four: Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Ripple.
Man, I'm glad I actually asked that question. That's good. That's good for me. All right, hey, brother, this is the point in the section where you could say whatever's on your mind, anything that's on your heart. So I'm just opening it up for you to talk about anything. So go ahead.
Sure. You know, I mentioned it a little bit before. I think that there really is a need for someone to ring the bell for all the people of the globe to understand that technology, we're about to experience one of the most significant technological shifts we've ever experienced. When you all of a sudden have machines that can talk to each other and they can transact financially, why do we need humans? So this is might sound scary to some, but I encourage everyone, pay attention to this space. And, you know, selfishly, one of the ways that I think that they can do that, besides looking at Jameson Loft's site, is check out the Crypto Curator. On there, I have two places you can get connected. One's a daily news summary, and I send that out Monday through Friday, and it's a summary of all the news, and the Facebook community that I'm building, which I've had about 1,600 people in that group, and we're all helping each other understand this space better. So, thecryptocurator.com.
Awesome. Paul, thank you for your time, brother.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, talk to you soon.
Okay.